This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to Guam today to talk some running as Laura Nadeau joins us. Laura, welcome back onto the podcast. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, great. Thanks to be here. Great to be here. Sorry, it's getting late here.
Laura, you mentioned in our first chat you came from a soccer background, and running's always been a part of what you've done throughout your life. Having that in your armory coming into triathlon is a bit of an advantage. It's not, as you said, you're probably a stronger biker, but being comfortable and confident in the run really helps.
Yeah, absolutely. I've done many half marathons and ran in the Tokyo Marathon. So running's kind of in my background and what I enjoy. When I came into triathlon, I thought it was my strength. It's been fun to improve it. Cause I really, when I first started doing half marathons, I didn't think that I could run a 140 even, but since then I've changed my mindset and recently ran a 131. So For me, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's a fantastic time. Talk to me a little bit about making those gains where you said when you came and you thought it was your strength. Obviously, it's turned out that biking is, but is it something that you just thought, you know what, we'll just try and tick it over, or have you been really specific at trying to get faster on the run?
Yeah, we've put some time into my run and done a lot of treadmill runs to just try and get my feet to move a little bit quicker to work on the speed work. And the treadmill has been helpful in improving my run time. So
how many runs a week would you generally do on the treadmill as opposed to getting out on the road or trails?
And again, it all depends on, I stay home. My daughter's home with me all day. So a lot of it is, you know, if I can find someone to watch her and in that case, but 2 to 3 treadmill runs a week, depending on life.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough with little ones. You almost need to juggle things around nap times and maybe finding someone to help. How do you find, is it a case, can you plan ahead, or is it a case of you've almost got to be ready to go at the drop of a hat?
I plan ahead. My husband and I are planners, so it makes it easier to kind of wrap my mind around what's going to go on for the day. And thankfully, my daughter does still nap, so I can, while she naps, I'm usually on the trainer or on the bike, on the trainer or on the treadmill. So it's planned, definitely.
Well, long may those naps continue.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what we're going to do.
Till they're 18, they can have afternoon naps until they're 18. Laura, tell me about sort of your favorite run workouts. What do you love doing?
Well, I like doing runs that will give me confidence in the race. So I've done a couple. Again, it's these hard workouts that give me confidence that I can run, you know, a faster pace, and I have the confidence while I'm running because I know I've done it before in training. So I've done a track workout where we do about 20 to 25 400s, and each one finishing around a minute and 30 seconds with a 30 second rest. And that's really challenging, but it gives me the confidence in the race to know that I can, you know, run this pace. And that's why I like it, because it gives me confidence.
What's the secret to running well off the bike? I mean, it's one thing running well generally, but having to do it after a 180K bike is not easy. What do you think's the key?
I think just training and doing the brick rides. And for me, honestly, I think it's easier to ride or to run after swimming and biking. I feel like my body's warmed up and ready to go. But I think just training and doing the brick workouts where, you know, you're off the bike quick and get into your run, just to get your legs used to that transition, is really helpful.
As far as the secret to running fast, I mean, some people swear by aerobic, running your easy runs really slow. Others swear by track work, and if you want to get fast, you have to run fast. What do you think's the secret to running fast?
Probably running really, really slow on your easy day. so that when you do have to do a hard workout, you are, you know, you're rested and can run as hard as you can when you're supposed to be running hard. That was probably one of the biggest lessons I've learned. I, you know, will run these long runs and they're supposed to be easy, but I'm doing them too fast. So like for me, an 8 minute mile pace would be too fast. I would need to slow it down. So I think that's the key, just going hard when you're supposed to go hard and going easy when you're supposed to go easy.
I love that you said that, because I think that is probably one of the biggest mistakes that amateur athletes make, is all their training is almost too close together, that it's not polarized, that you don't have the really easy, slow stuff and then the really hard stuff, that they're almost in the same intensity across the board, and they're just not seeing improvements because of it.
Yeah, it's super important to go, well, as I've learned over the past few years, it's super important to take those easy runs easy so that you're prepared.
Yep. It's almost counterintuitive. Laura, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your nutrition, but we'll save that for next time out. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Great, thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.